Okay, so that was very intense with all those Tragobots, the Botronic, the Tragobot Ps, the RT author. Hey, what is going on? It's just too much to process. Well, let me to try to relax a little. I guess I can't because something is outside. George, if I can stay here. Let me just open the door to see what it is. Whoa. Looks like the tracker boppies are coming after the time machine. This is probably bad.
Yeah, do and live.
Yep, bad. Bad, bad, bad. What do I do? What do I do? I don't know what to do. Okay, just stay calm and think. Whoa! Apparently the tracker bot bees also shoot plasma lasers. And that is really bad. Luckily, it was out of range, so it didn't hit my time machine. That time it did hit the time machine. I just had to jinx it. Wait, where am I? Just opening the door to see what it is. This place looks really familiar. I feel like I've seen it before, but where? Is that the sound a Parasaurolophus is? There's a herd of them coming this way. And I recognize that. Remember from episode 12 when I saved all the Parasaurolophuses? Hey, the first one there is Alan. Hi, Alan. How's it going? Okay, they look distressed. Is the Dash Leetosaurus after you again? Oh no. How did the Tracobot bees get here? This is so confusing.
Yeah, do, Henry.
Come on, Alan. Ooh, I have an idea. I'll just have to get out of the time machine. Now, opening the garage door. Yes, there is a garage in my time machine. Don't ask me how it works. Alan, get in the garage now! Oh, and all you other pairs are all fishes too. Okay, I think that's all of them. Now closing the door. Hang on. What's happening to the time machine? Electricity is running through it. That means it's about to time jump. I better get in it.
There is finally get to him.
No way, Jose! Wonder where we are now. Just opening the door. Whoa, it's nighttime, and there were tall trees everywhere. I recognize this place. This is the place where I met the Therizinosaurus. Ficus? You know this jungle better than me or George. Can you help us? I'll take that as a yes. All right. Ficus, sit on George's head. Sorry, George. Hope you don't mind. And I'll sit on George's back. Ficus, you navigate. George, you run. I need to find out what is going on here, so I need to explore this jungle because I feel like I might find the answer in here somewhere. All right, Ficus, you got anything? All right, let's go! I forgot how much fun it is to dodge through all this brush.
Thank
What was that? It's the adult Therizinosaurus. This could be pretty bad. Now all I have to do is figure out how to get back to the time machine. Ficus, can you get us back to the time machine? Alright, let's go! The Therizinosaurus is following us. We have to get to the time machine really quick. Whoa, what was that? George, stop. Wait a minute. There's a Trackerbot bee. Of course there had to be one. But how could it get here again? Wait a minute. I think it just shot one of those tranquilizer darts at the Therizinosaurus. They knocked it out. And now they are putting something on it. A robotic helmet. You know the trouble with those. Hey, Trackerbot B, come over here. I'm an open target. What am I doing? I'll tell you what I'm doing. I am trying to destroy that Trackerbot B. I just need your wrong feet, George, if you don't mind. We did it! Oh no, the time machine is buzzing again. But that means it's about to time jump again. George, quick speed! This is crazy. What is going on? Hey, George, you didn't happen to get something from the Trackerbot B when you kicked it, did you? It appears you do. In your claws, I see a computer chip. I bet that if I put this in a computer, I'll be able to know everything that Botronic did. This is awesome. Let's see where we are now. Okay, we are on that small island we were on back in episode 10 with the Dunkley Stasis. I think that we should probably get out of here, but the control panel isn't working. Because of course it's not. Hang on. What is that coming out of the water? Oh, it appears to be some kind of early amphibian. I'll have to get a closer look at it to find out what it is. But I could only do that if it weren't wearing a robotic helmet. I think it wants to get on the time machine. Well, I can only let it do that if... Ficus, I'm gonna need your claws real quick. Alright, Ficus, slash. It destroyed the robotic helmet. Yes! And now the early amphibian can go back to living its normal life. On second thought, it should go into the time machine so it's safe from getting another robotic helmet. That seems like a good idea. Alright, come on. Urf. This thing is heavy. Time jump incoming! Okay, now where are we? Just opening the door. Well, it's snowy, and there's a lightning storm. I know where we are. This is where I first met George, and where I had that encounter with a Nanoxaurus. Speaking of Nanoxaurus, I think that's one right there. It's running this way. Oh, no. It it ran right past us. Why would it be doing that?
Unless, I'm guessing a TrackerBot B will come running through in about 3, 2, 1. I guessed right. Ooh, Alan, he can help us now. Opening the garage. Hey, Alan, could you maybe, headbutt that TrackerBot B over there?
Awesome. Now, we just have to figure out what to do now.
Thunderclap. Okay, yeah, we should probably get out of here. But it doesn't seem like the time machine is ready to time jump yet. So what are we going to do?
Maybe I could somehow use one of the lightning bolts to recharge the time machine like I did before.
Yeah, that could work. Oh, looks like the time machine is ready to time jump now. Alan, back in. Henry, back in. And if I had to guess, we are in Europe in the Cretaceous with the Pyroraptors. Well, the jungle looks right, but I don't see the Pyroraptors. Guess we'll find them later. Or maybe we should go looking for them now. All right, to George and Ficus, come with me. We gotta be careful here, because there will probably be a TrackerBot B here somewhere. Oh, was that one of my Pyroraptor friends? Yes, there's a Pyroraptor right there. But something seems off about it.
Oh no.
It's not a Pyroraptor. It is a robot. If I had to guess, invented by Botronic. I think it should probably coming after us. Yeah. It's definitely here coming after us. Whoa! Flames just shot out of Panelclonus' body. Like a flaming Pyroraptor. I remember that! So that's how that was possible! Oh, it's all coming together. Well, except for a few things, but either way. What am I going to do now?
Henry is located. The signal from Pyrobot was sent. Now to capture Henry.
Oh no. Let's split up, Georgia. I'll take Ficus. You go that way, I'll go this way. Just so it won't know which one of us to chase. Let's go.
New objective. Capture the Ornithomimus.
Oh no, it's going after George. I have to do something, but how? Wait a minute. Are those actual Pyroraptors or are those just Pyrobots? They are!
Flame! Inferno! Flare! Over here!
They don't remember. Maybe if I say a quote I said to them, they'll remember who it is. Why not share the river? I think they're remembering. Yeah, they're remembering who I am. All right, Flame, Inferno, and Flare. I need your help. First form of help I need is to rescue George.
Oh, right, you don't know who George is because I met you before I met him.
Ornithomimus, feathery dinosaur, ostrich-like, about yay high. That's who we're looking for.
Hey, I have one of his feathers. Pick up the set.
I think I'll ride you, Flare. Fling, take Ficus. And let's run! Wait a minute. I think that George, he's walking in the opposite direction so he doesn't see me.
But I think I can get to him.
I'm gonna have to get off. This is my stop.
Hey, George! It's me! I found you! Come back! Why are you turning your head slowly?
Oh, no. George has a robotic helmet.